You are now plugged into Action Feature.
Listen to this, the 2016 Action Feature music. Whoa, it sounds like we're on the run.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, Action Features, and they're like do freeze frames of us.
Yeah, and this
and
plan
turn like to like a drawing. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like
a drawing, like a still, art, like a still
like
frame.
A still,
yeah.
yeah, and then it'll be like an outline.
I'm on the run right now.
And then like the drawing will kind of move, you know?
Yeah.
And then it'll switch to live action again.
Yeah.
Action Features, the movie.
We usually have something like kind of groovy and laid back. So I thought,
yeah. Not this year.
Just do a little.
Man, I'm sick of being laid back.
Sick of it.
I'm sick of it. It's time for some action.
Hey, if you listeners out there think that sucks, let me know. You know.
Only if it sucks, though. Don't tell them if it's good.
Yeah, I don't need to know if it's good.
Don't tell them that.
I just need to know if it sucks.
Hey, everybody. It's Action Features.
You know what year it is?
2016. It's so 2000 late.
2000 and great.
You know, milk chocolate with caramel filling.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Ghirardelli's.
It's my favorite.
This is probably my favorite thing. So
what do you say, Carmellos or Caramellos? Carmello
for the candies.
Caramello, yeah.
I think those are Caramellos.
That's what I say too. I've heard other people say Carmellos.
No.
Don't say that. It's Caramello.
It's the brand. That's a brand name.
That is.
It's not. This is not a potato deal.
It's not.
It's Caramello. It's Caramello.
Don't say it's Caramello.
Because they have commercials. Am I wrong about that?
I don't think you're wrong about that. I think it's a Caramello.
They have a ditty, don't they?
They have a ditty.
And they say Caramello.
Yeah. Be a fine fellow, eat a Caramello.
That's... Okay.
I don't think that's the ditty, but hey.
It's not.
Hey. Who's to say it's not?
I said it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of the people.
I wrote a few things down for this episode.
Oh, good. So did I. So anyway, it's not... Caramello.
It's Caramello.
It's Caramello.
It's Caramello.
If you want to say, I put caramel on this apple.
I like to put some caramel on there.
You can say that.
Instead of caramel.
Instead of caramel.
Yeah, that's fine.
Those are interchangeable.
You can say either one, but the candy bar is Caramello.
The name is not interchangeable.
No, you don't change it.
It's a brand name.
It's a brand name. I'm sure that they don't appreciate that.
You wouldn't say... Benedict...
You almost said a bad word.
Cumberbatch. What's his name?
Benadryl Cumberballs.
Yeah, you can't... You can't, Benedict Cumberbatch, you can't say, oh, it's Benadryl Cumberballs.
No, you can't.
And have that be the same. It's not. His name is what it is. You know, whatever you want to say. You want to say,
You want to say it's Benefitch Cumberslill? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because it's his name.
Beelzebub Cuttlefish?
You can say it.
You can say that, but it's not going to be the same thing.
Benelsis Crumbledick.
Benelsis. So...
Benedict Crumplesnitch is my favorite actor. it's off to a rollicking start.
Oh, good.
It's a rollicking good time.
You know what that means.
Yep.
The last half hour of this is going to
be a mess. Crickets. Crickets chirping.
Okay.
Why did I do that? I broke it inside the package. I've got caramel everywhere.
No, that was stupid.
I've got Carmello everywhere.
I wouldn't normally... I'm not going to say that you're stupid, but that was a dumb thing to do.
It was stupid of me.
Stupid thing to do.
Mm.
Man, 2015 is over. It's 2016, which means this is a new season of Action Features, although we never take a break, so you guys wouldn't know. What is it? This is four. Mm. I mean, this is technically four. This is beginning the fourth year?
Yep.
Is that correct? That's crazy. We're going to hit our 100th episode this year.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Yep.
Probably.
Nobody's going to stop us, except ourselves.
Nobody will stop us. If they haven't stopped us by now.
So this episode, we're going to look back at 2015.
We're going to look back at 2015 and...
Say our best things and our worst things that happened that year.
We already did it. We already did that.
Oh, wait. We already did that with all the other episodes of 2015.
We did that all through 2015, so we're...
Just go back and listen to all the 2015 episodes and hear what we liked and what we didn't like.
Do those.
Yeah.
But hopefully...
We're going to keep moving forward.
We're going to have fun this year. There's a lot of themed episodes that we have in mind that we want to get to and do.
We want to have
some fun with it. So today is just going to be, you know, random stuff. As you probably would have guessed.
Hey, you know what? We're probably talking about Star Wars a little bit here.
We will talk a little bit about Star Wars.
There's a good chance we'll say stuff that's spoilery. By now, you should have seen it.
You should have.
So I'm not even going to worry about it. If you haven't seen the film, keep listening to the episode anyway. I don't care if it gets spoiled for you at this point. You waited too long, you know?
Or don't. Don't listen. Go see Star Wars and come back just in case.
We did that last episode. We told them to come back.
I know, but maybe they said, no, I'll come back next time and not see it.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that again.
Huh.
We're not giving anybody a free ride a second episode in a row. Look, if you didn't see it, you still have to listen to the episode. If you started listening to it, too bad. You know?
Hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
What are they going to have? Two episodes in the can? They're not going to listen to both episodes.
No, you're right. They won't go back in here.
They won't listen both. So, hey. They had the warning last time.
All right. So I've written down...
Guess what? Kylo Ren kills Han Solo. There.
Oh! You got that out of the way.
Okay, so I told you I wasn't playing around. If you haven't seen the movie, then you should have seen the movie by now.
You weren't playing around.
I wasn't playing around. I told him. I warned him.
I wish I would have known.
I warned him. The map to Luke? It isn't really a map to Luke, you idiots. It's a map to the First Jedi Temple.
Man.
Everybody's going on and on about that. Like, why would Luke hide a map in separate pieces somewhere else? No, they're building a map to the Jedi Temple. That's what Han said, that he went out to find the First Jedi Temple. So this map is a map to the First Jedi Temple, not a map to Luke.
It's a map to Luke.
There, and Luke happens to be there.
Because he went there.
That's because that's where he went, and it took him a while to find it, and Han even makes a point of saying that.
No.
That he went out to find the First Jedi Temple. Well, it wasn't easy for him to find it. He had to track it down. Probably getting these little pieces of maps and stuff, just like other people are getting pieces of maps.
Everybody gets a piece of a map,
man,
once in a while.
Stupid people sometimes, man.
I'll tell you what, we could have done a second Star Wars episode, and I don't want to turn this into that.
I don't either.
But I'm surprised at the amount of people that are just really tearing this movie apart. Like,
I
understand
it,
if it's not your cup of tea, okay, fine. If you thought it was whatever, but some people are just really just tearing this thing apart. Sorry, it was good.
It was fun. It was good.
Oh, I don't care. It's just like New Hope. Well. Okay, did you like A New Hope? Yeah.
Yeah.
James was nodding. Yes,
I liked it.
Did you... Okay.
Did you not find Return of the Jedi kind of similar to A New Hope?
Yeah, I just don't know what, like, why do you care so much that it's...
Yeah, what's the big deal?
...similar?
And, even when George Lucas was making them, he was saying, when he was making the prequels, he said, you're going to see all these things, we're sowing the seeds for what you'll find later on. And there's multiple things in the prequels that are direct copies of things from the classic trilogy. So Star Wars repeats itself. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it repeats itself through each of the different trilogies.
Yeah, really, this is really just a setup for the characters to get established. It's not...
It's not the whole thing. There's two more movies coming.
Let's see what my mom thinks about Star Wars.
Oh,
my mom saw Star Wars.
Yeah. She won't mind.
Now, she did say that she didn't want to be put on the spot.
I think she was...
We had this discussion
joking.
Before,
I think
but
she was joking when she said that.
We'll see. See if she answers. She might be, Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
James
is here, too.
Hi.
You're on the podcast!
You're on the podcast
hey,
right now.
Mom.
I thought you were saying, when you said, hi, sweetie, I thought you were talking to me. That's all right. That's okay.
All right, Mom, you're an avid moviegoer, and you went and saw Star Wars. What did you think?
Oh, no.
Just say it.
Okay. You know, I saw the first one, and I'm not sure I saw all of them, but my take on the movie was I loved it. I thought, wow, this is great. Thumbs up, and then thumbs down. When Han Solo died, what? I was so mad.
I love the record scratching sound.
Did not like it after that. I was so mad that he had to die.
I'm sorry,
and
Mom.
Poor Chewie.
You sound
poor
like
Chewie. What's he gonna do now?
my youngest son, he was also pretty upset when Han Solo died. Like, he was crying in the theater because that's his favorite character. And I had to console him afterwards about what happened to Han Solo. But that's it. You flipped off
later,
of the movie.
Michael told me later that Harrison Ford wanted that character to be killed off years ago, but I'm thinking, what do the fans want, you know?
Hey,
and
that's
what
true.
What does Chewie want?
What does Chewie want?
What does Chewie want? What does your mom want in a movie?
Well, exactly.
That's what they should have done, is gone to your mom and asked her, hey, we're thinking about killing Han Solo. You going to still say thumbs up afterwards, or are you going to do the thumbs down?
Or is the thumbs down going to do a U-turn?
It's going to... it's gonna go down.
It took a dive, man.
It took a dive.
that thumbs up took a dive, yeah, man.
That did it for me. I was really mad.
Wow, so that was it for you. You don't like the movie now.
Well, what about after that? Okay.
So and I could have went and saw Sisters instead.
No, you didn't want to do that.
Hey, I have to tell you something about your son. I have to tell you something.
We got okay. I gotta tell you.
Oh, Dave, hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up your mom. Hey, Mike's mom. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, listen to this. The other day, a dumpster pulled up out front because we're doing some work at the building, and so there's a dumpster out there. And all I said to Mike was, I said, "Hey, Mike, check it out. The dumpster's here." And he said, "Hey, look, it's your mom's new house." It's your mom's face.
Hold on.
He said something about my mom. Like, he said, "Hey, it's your mom's face" or something. I said, "Whoa." He's like, "Oh, look, there's a picture of your mom out there."
Well, first,
and I was like, "Wait a second, buddy.
Well,
moms into this." And I'll tell you what. And I said, I will never bring your mom down like that, Mike. I will never say anything bad about your mom. But he didn't. He crossed the line immediately. He went right into making fun of moms. Well, I'll tell you what, I would never do that.
No, first, it wasn't just, "Oh, a dumpster's here." It was, "Hey, Mike, your new house is pulling up." That's what it was.
I don't think it was that.
That's what you said.
I don't think it was that.
Okay.
But either way, it was good-natured ribbing to begin with, and then immediately Mike brings the moms into it. And I gotta say, I wouldn't cross that line. I wouldn't do that.
My mom taught me to
go
ahead.
You gotta be nice to your number one fan, okay?
Oh, see? Hear that?
Who? Who's the number one fan?
She is.
I was perfectly nice to the number one fan.
She was mean to my mom. He was fine to the number one fan. He was like, "Your mom doesn't even listen to the show anymore. I can insult her all I want."
Okay, Mom, we gotta go. Thanks for your input.
I'll be nice. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you, too.
And send another fan letter.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Mike's mom.
Okay, the truth is my mom raised me to put down other moms in a fight. She said, look.
Look, you go right for the jugular.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it when their mom gets made fun of.
Don't mess around with this back and forth between you and the
you
other
just go
person.
Go right to the mom.
She said, go straight for the mom, go straight for the baby maker.
That's surprising. That's surprising that your mom would say that.
She fights dirty.
I guess so.
I will tell this story. Let me tell the story about my mom. This is something you don't know about my mom. She's pretty, you know, she's
a nice lady.
She's a nice lady, okay? Yeah. But when she was younger, I don't know how old she was. She was probably about 14 years old. This kid up the street had been picking on her younger brother, my uncle, okay? And I think he hit him. I think he hit him with something. He hit him on the head with a stick or something like that. So my mom goes over to his house and knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And his mom answers. And my mom says, "Oh, is Johnny? What is Johnny here? I'd like to come. I'd like him to come out and play." And his mom said, "Oh, okay. Let me get him." So his mom goes and gets Johnny, and he comes to the front door. And as soon as he opens the door, my mom slugs him straight in the face.
Good for her.
Bam. And just walks away.
But see, you're making it sound like that your mom would have punched the mom. She would have gone right for the mom.
Well, if it was insults.
Well.
If my mother was older, let me tell you, in her older years, when she has children, she's gone after plenty of moms.
Yeah, but my mom was innocent.
No, that's true. That's true.
My mom's completely innocent.
That's
my
true.
My mom's a sweet lady, too.
She's, your mom is very sweet, but my mom taught me to go.
You go for the moms.
Go for the moms.
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
Okay, I haven't even gotten to anything on the list yet.
I'm done with my list. That was everything.
Oh, that was it?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Not really.
Okay.
Avatar got beat.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness, man.
I don't know if we've talked... I think we have discussed Avatar, and people who listen know how we feel about Avatar, but I didn't think it
Let's
was...
Let's reiterate
It
here.
Wasn't the worst, absolute worst movie
I've
ever
watched
seen,
it all the way through.
But it was not very good, and I don't think it was worth the critical acclaim that it got.
It's not worth being number one. I mean, you think about all these huge grossing movies over time, like Gone with the Wind, E.T., Star Wars, Jaws, Jurassic Park. These are long-lasting films that you can go back and watch again and again and again that haven't had like a cultural impact, you know? And then you think about Avatar, and it's number one by like a far margin domestic. And I can't think of anybody that goes back and thinks about Avatar. Like, oh, so, Avatar. That's my dad.
Somebody thinks about it. Oh, this is the...
Oh, hang on. I gotta move the thing. What's up, man?
The one where we talk to our parents. I think that's the... Okay,
oh,
so...
Oh, that's okay. I'm doing the podcast right now, so you're actually...
I guess we're answering phones now, so...
At the same time.
I'm gonna be... So, I go to Kroger the other... No, it's been a few months ago now. I go to Kroger, And walking in, this guy comes up to me, and he of course, asks me if I need to borrow a quarter.
Back.
Okay, so,
So
I'm glad that Avatar got beat by a movie that...
That actually will have a cultural impact.
Yeah, whether people... whether anybody likes this movie or not, you're picking apart plot holes and whatever, the importance and significance of this film... And this is not my favorite Star Wars. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the going back to practical effects and going back to really taking the fans into consideration and, mm-hmm. and making a movie that was, for whatever little things you think are not well thought out, they put a lot into it and sort of have redeemed a franchise. I mean, because what's there been for the past...
I totally agree.
Episode 3.
Yeah.
So this was a very important film, and hopefully we'll see... resurgence of practical effects because of it, and it deserves the what it's got, what it's made at the box office.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see that back at number one and see a movie that will have long lasting effects and will have be carried forward into other generations. I can see my kids watching it as they get older and older, and then eventually their kids will watch the same movie. Whereas I don't think anybody is going to their kids, wait until you're old enough to watch Avatar. We're going to watch Avatar together.
James, I'm sorry to tell you, man.
And your kids are going to watch Avatar,
that
too.
That is happening somewhere in the United States
right now. I don't
think it's
happening. It's really not happening. So...
Maybe not.
Good job, Star Wars.
All right. Benedict Cumberbatch is now... Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange.
This is so weird because I have the Sherlock figure as my next thing to talk
about.
Oh,
I was going to talk about that, too, so we'll just talk about it.
Let's talk about all of the Cumberbatch clumps.
So, I'm really indifferent to Benedict. I know he's turning up in a lot of things,
he's turning up too many things.
I know you're sick of seeing him.
I'm sick of seeing him.
I don't watch too much news stuff, or television, but I understand. I would be sick of seeing him.
I'm kind of sick of seeing him
myself. But he looks great as Doctor
Strange. He looks great as Doctor Strange.
That's the kind of role, that's what you save up for.
I wish
you don't,
he wouldn't have been in my face so much in the last 12 months. Yeah. I could be more excited about that picture. Oh, that's really cool. That's a good casting. He looks dead on what I would think Doctor Strange would look like. This is going to be really cool. But my Benapil Cumberbatch is full. My quota's been filled.
You filled up on him.
I can't see any more of him. But then I saw his Sherlock figure at Toys R Us.
I'm glad that they're doing a comic like outfit.
His
outfit looks.
Well, Marvel's good about that.
They've done a pretty good job. Yeah, you're right.
Making. The stuff looks
But
like
that one's a little bit, it seems silly
it's
to
a bit
say,
far out
but
there.
It's a bit far out compared because it's, it's...
Big sick, red cape.
Yeah, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But the action figure for Sherlock Holmes, I guess the television,
can't
the BBC
get away
program.
From him. I went to Toys R Us just to get away from him.
James can't get away from him.
It's like, I found a safe haven, I don't need to see him here, and right there on the shelf, there it was. Just looking at me, with that goofy hair and that weird look on his face.
But Benadryl knew about that safe haven.
He knew it.
He knew.
That's why he got in there. Oh well.
The figure looks.
I can't get away.
The figure looks okay to me as far as Sherlock Holmes, but I found it interesting. Well, it's probably show appropriate, but what an accessory he comes with is a cell phone.
And that
to me is just.
Heated it up.
It just shows just the way it is now. It's so boring. If I was a kid and I was getting action figures that come with cell phones. I'd be throwing those things in the garbage disposal.
Same here. I don't want anything that comes with something where I see that in everyday life. Like, oh.
Or have.
Cool.
Most likely. Most
He's
kids
got
have
a hat.
Oh.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
It comes with a wallet? That's great.
Oh.
A wallet? That's cool.
A cell phone.
Car keys? Sweet.
An old Sherlock would have come with a pistol
and a pipe.
Dagger and a pipe.
Yep.
And all that cool stuff. Okay. So anyway, that's the...
Speaking of stuff in stores,
Quiddle Pitch.
I'm already seeing a ton of Batman vs. Superman stuff.
Yeah.
That movie's not coming out till March.
I'm surprised that movie is still so far away because it seems like it.
Well, they pushed it back.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Supposed to come
out
Did this they? Year. Or, okay. I mean, 2015, it got pushed back to 2016.
Okay.
And then it got jumped. They juggled it again when it was going to go up against Civil War, and they changed that up.
Well, at least they're being conscious of not being stupid like that. As far as merchandise goes, is it going to sit around like all the Superman stuff did last year? Is it just Mattel? Is it Mattel's problem?
It's Mattel product. Well, I've also seen the cereal tie-ins, too. There was a Batman cereal and a Superman cereal.
I think Batman is really... he's carrying this film.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, no, that's why they put him in it, that they knew they couldn't sell another Superman film after the first one. But I think it's a matter of getting it out now and selling as much as they can before the movie hits, just in case...
Yeah, in case
the movie isn't so good. And some of the product, I mean, some of the figures look kind of cool. Like the armored Batman looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, Batman's cool.
But yeah, it's pretty early for all that to hit.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just like anything else where it's just like, oh, well, it's just Batman and Superman figures to kids right now. The movie's not out, but it's just a Batman and a Superman and a Wonder Woman, an Aquaman or whatever. But the cereal tie-in thing I thought was neat.
What do they have?
They have a Batman cereal and a Superman cereal, and they both had the Batman. One has the Batman chest on it, the other has the Superman chest. But we were in the cereal aisle, and we saw it, and Blaves was even saying, he's like, man, it seems like we're seeing a lot more cereal tie-ins again. Like, when you were a kid, like, there's a Star Wars cereal, and I think there's a Frozen cereal, and there's the Batman and Superman cereals, which is cool, man. I looked forward to that as a kid, seeing all the different tie-in cereals.
Trying
like
to get the
Turtle cereal, Batman cereals. Cereal, and all those things. I have so many fond memories of that Batman cereal from 89.
I know.
So, yeah, that's cool to see that aspect of tie-in kind of being kind of heavy right now.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
Plus, you get to
I'll try that Batman cereal.
Plus, you get to eat some nice, some good tasty cereal.
It's chocolate strawberry.
Okay.
I'll try it.
It's not fit for breakfast, but hey.
It's not healthy at all.
Hey.
I know it's not.
That's okay.
I'm still going to eat it.
Pour milk over it and
Milk over it. I'll snack on it. I'll watch a movie and snack on it.
Okay, here's something I have on my list. Check this song out that was written. Do you remember Subway? You remember that Subway scandal that was happening just a few months ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This song was written before that.
Jared from Subway, you're a good man.
Did you write this?
No,
name is Jared Fogle. That's a good name, but you're mostly known as Jared from Subway. You had a little bit of extra weight on your body, and you said, enough of being this extra weight, I'm gonna eat better food, and I'm gonna get it at Subway. Yeah.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. Matt found it.
Oh,
that's
great. Jared from Subway. You go to Subway every day, and you eat a healthy sandwich.
It's great.
And you watch the weight fall off of your body. And you become a nice, healthier human being. And you make a lot of money. You're a superstar, man, because you went to Subway. Everybody loves you because of all the weight you lost. You are a skinny man because of all the yummy food at Subway. Yeah, you're a healthy man. You're a spokesperson, dude. You're a wonderful, legendary human dude. You are Jared from Subway. Jared from Subway. You are a wonderful man, you're a heck of a guy, you're a super duper dude.
You don't have words.
La 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 la.
First take.
Jared from Subway.
I'm pretty sure he did not write this ahead of time.
Jared from Subway, you're a heck of a guy.
We're gonna have to give this guy credit.
Okay, yeah, so that's Papa Razzi. As in Papa John's, it's Papa Razzi. And the Photogs, and it's a Jared Fogle song.
Here's the thing, man. This guy probably worked on this for years. Like, he was writing the lyrics and putting it all together. He's like, I think I finally hit it.
And then the scandal
hit.
He
gets his hit. He made the CDs. He's got everything ready to roll on the Jared song. And then the scandal hits. And it's like
he had to release it anyway.
It's like the Spider-Man cover, where it's like the Spider-Man suit's in the trash, and he's walking away down the alleyway. It's going to be a stack of those CDs in the trash. And he's got to turn his back on Jared after what's happened.
Yeah. I want a sequel to this song based on new information has come to light, man.
Yeah.
All right. That's
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
And that guy that wrote that song?
Yeah, Matt looked it up. okay, so that was something.
Matt spends a lot of time looking up Jared from Subway.
Yeah, he does, actually. He really does. He found that, because he found that in a separate search. He looked on Amazon for Jared Fogle and found a book that he had. Jared Fogle had written a book about becoming a better person or something like that. I don't remember what.
That's great. I love that. I love the thought process here.
Yeah. Hmm. We'll see what merchandise.
I wonder what's going, what's involved with Jared Fogle right now.
I said, I mean, I want a keychain or something. I mean, if I could get, you know, like an embossed, a stamped metal, sub,
maybe
subway.
Maybe holding the sub or yeah, like the like, pants.
Yeah, holding the pants.
Holding the pants. Holding the giant pants. Wow, okay. Jared. All right, what else you got?
For those who care, David Bowie's got a new album that comes out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. By the time you're listening, it comes out today. He's 68 years old. David Bowie. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying. I have some other things. Let's see. We'll touch back on Star Wars for a second. This I saw this one time and not since. Men's rights group claims that the Star Wars they cost Star Wars a couple million dollars in their protests because they protested Star Wars.
Well, because Rey's the main character?
I guess so. I didn't actually click on the article because it was so dumb.
Well, here's the thing: is they didn't cost them anything.
I'm sure that they didn't cost
them anything.
They didn't cost
them anything at all.
They made.
They're
not
cost them a penny.
They're not compared to what they've made already on that movie. The
care.
A couple million is like that's
it's nothing.
Let's take the cast out for lunch.
Ridiculous. And how did they come up with this number where they thought, oh, well, we've cost them this amount?
Right. What do you have a large group of people?
And
I don't
you all
think
are
so.
Saying no. We're not seeing the movie this many times. Right. Are we really going to see it this many times?
No.
Are we all going to go see it?
I just think it's stupid. It's
stupid. Really
stupid. It's stupid on the other side, and it's stupid to on this side too of it. Just you know, everybody stop being so concerned. Yeah, men's right. Okay, I understand that there's emasculation going on in our
in a lot of things. Yeah,
I understand that, and I agree with that. I don't like to see it either. But does that mean you can't have a female as a lead?
Exactly.
A protagonist? No, that's not what that means. Don't
Throughout
be stupid.
Throughout the entire other six movies, we've had plenty of male leads.
And there are plenty of males in this film also.
Yeah,
it's just,
we still got Poe, we still got Finn, we still got Han, we still got all these other things right. in here. So what's wrong with Rey? You know, like, that's not a bad thing that Rey's there. What's...
No.
That's silly. On the other side of it, I saw this whole Where is Rey campaign. Did you hear about this with the Monopoly game?
Over and over, I keep seeing things about merchandise.
I have to agree that the Monopoly game should have had Rey. Like, she's the main character of the film.
Yeah, if she's the main character.
Why would you not have that figure in there?
I don't know.
That's silly to me.
I don't know. Did they have... Was it Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Edition? I don't know.
I think it had Finn and it had Kylo. And then I don't know who else it had.
I saw something where
it didn't have Rey.
Monopoly has rectified that now.
Yeah, they're now going to put the piece in the set.
Well, that was stupid.
It was stupid not to put it in the first
place. If I remember correctly, I have another Monopoly game. I think the other Star Wars edition is missing a key character.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But I have it at home, and I remember thinking, why is
this person?
Why
not
is this
in here?
Not in here? This is silly. I'm sure Luke was in it, but you know, to be honest, the people who make Monopoly are not really.
They probably don't have their finger on the pulse.
They're just.
The little Monopoly man is probably based on the people that make the game still.
What would make an exciting little metal piece?
Ooh, the shoe with the wings on it.
Do the shoe with the wings.
Maybe a thimble. We'll do a thimble. Maybe a wheelbarrow. People love wheelbarrows, right?
A wheelbarrow.
So that's what we have, a wheelbarrow. Yeah, you can't expect those guys that are making those pieces to really know what's up.
No, you can't.
Oh, make a Star World, huh?
You want us to make a Star World?
Who's got a lightsaber? Who's got a... Hmm. We can put a sword guy in here.
Who's got the sword?
Ooh. Can we put the thimble in
Do you have any kind of spaceships in there?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know.
That's a silly debate.
It is stupid.
But it's stupid it wasn't
it
in there.
It is stupid it
it's
wasn't
really
in
stupid.
There.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's coming from the same people, because all the complaints that I've heard up to that point is that it's sexism that's driving... there wasn't enough Rey merchandise out when the movie hit. You know, a couple weeks ago. I don't think we talked about this. But there wasn't much of any merchandise out because Hasbro hadn't gotten anything out, and Rey sold like hotcakes. I mean,
all you found was Zuvio and and the Resistance Trooper.
And a couple fins here and there. And that
maybe.
Was,
you never saw Kylo. Right. You never saw Phasma. It's not the fact that there weren't enough Reys out there. There wasn't enough of any main cast member out there.
Right.
Plus, they didn't want to spoil anything. You have one outfit of Rey that doesn't really spoil anything. You can use to put a figure out. Yeah. So you can't just do, like, multiple Rays right off the bat.
Yeah.
She only has two outfits in the movie, basically.
Yeah,
and one of them's a spoiler.
They put, I mean, there just wasn't that much merchandise out. It's not, this is not agenda-driven. It's,
yeah.
It's just, so anyway, that was something stupid. What do you have anything else on? What do you
Yeah, I was thinking of a top five that we should do later on.
Oh.
And then I would also want other people to think of theirs before we do it on the episode. So I want
to okay, say so yeah, let's
what top if... five toy lines that we wish hadn't ended.
Hmm.
That we wish they would have maybe kept going for at least one or two more assortments or one or two more waves.
Okay.
Like that we feel the line ended incomplete.
Okay.
You know, so be thinking about that.
I could probably do that.
I think it'll be a fun one, and I would like to hear what other people, like, what they're missing. What they look at their shelves,
mm-hmm.
or they look at their toy lines and go, man, if we could have just got one more wave out of this, we would have got this character, this character, this character. Or, man, I would love to if this vehicle would have been introduced or something like that.
Yeah.
But I would like to hear that from other people, too.
Okay.
So think about that.
All right, we'll think about that.
It's a future top five. Maybe the next episode. Who knows?
Maybe the next one. Who knows?
The next one.
Okay. All right. Before we go any further, I think we probably should get to this segment of the podcast here. Sulu complains.
Captain, I have an issue I need to bring up to you. Chekhov is finding new ways to harass me. He's telling everyone that wheat bread makes for the best sandwiches. I know it's actually pumpernickel. I think most of the crew will agree with me. Please ask around.
This has been Sulu Complaints.
All right.
Okay, so that was Sulu Complaints.
What else you got on your list?
Let's see. Well, here's something that's kind of neat.
I'll tell you what, this Chex Mix is great.
It's pretty good, isn't
it? It's a bold party blend.
Oh, yes, it is. You guys have all watched The Office, right? I mean, that show was on for 9 seasons, and then so everybody's probably seen an episode or something. But you know, Jim from The Office, John Krasinski.
Yep.
I always liked Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. I always liked. I liked him.
He's in a new movie.
He's in a new movie. He's a soldier in. It's 13 hours, the Secret Soldiers of Benghazi or something like that. He's buffed up a little bit.
A little bit.
He's playing a serious role. He's doing an action role. And I just thought it was kind of neat. I love when these guys who are known for being these milksop...
Do something else.
They get out of their comfort zone and get to be, you know, an action movie. Like Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yep.
Now that's what he's known for, but I always liked Jim, and there were a couple times on the show, and I realized it wasn't his character, but where I thought, come on, man, just deck that guy.
Yeah, well, I think the dude that was with Pam is also in that movie.
Pam.
Like I thought I saw him in the trailer.
Really?
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That was originally with Pam. That when Jim was pining for
yeah,
Pam.
Yeah, her fiance.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
the guy
sure,
I wish he would have decked.
Because I saw when I watched the trailer, I was like. Is that the same? Is that the guy from The Office too? Like, are they both in this movie together? I'm pretty sure it's him.
But anyway, the movie looks okay. But just the fact that he's in it, like I would be more interested in seeing it. Probably won't see it at the theater.
You know, he was in Running for Cap.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I could. You know, I don't think he has the. I don't think he has the right face.
And he's too lanky. I think.
Yeah, he's got like a. He just doesn't have the right face. I can't picture him in a mask.
I can't either.
But I do like him, and I would like to see him. He said, being in an action movie is something I've always wanted to do, and I'd love to do more of it. So that's a positive thing. I just like to see when that happens, and you know, people are challenged and they meet the challenge, and it's just kind of neat. So,
oh, I want to go on record as saying if the rumors that they're talking back and forth, we talked about this the other night, of the next Rocky film. Somehow being a prequel type of film with Rocky and Apollo, done with CGI where they're younger, terrible idea. Please
rumor
don't do
has it. Rumor
yeah.
has it.
Yeah. That's what I read online. Sylvester Stallone is talking about Rocky and Apollo back together again with Carl Weathers and him. And the only way to do that is if you do them younger because,
oh,
you know,
boy.
Spoiler warning, Apollo dies in Rocky IV. That would be horrible.
That is a terrible idea. And all in all, we've talked about this already. I was skeptical for another Rocky movie anyway. You eked one out. You got it out.
It did well.
It got good reviews.
Yeah.
Fine. You want to see Rocky again? Fine. But let's not... come on. Because sooner or later...
We know the story of Rocky.
You're going to make a crappy film, and you're going to ruin a legacy.
You got away with one crappy film.
You got away with Rocky V.
You got away with it. We've kind of forgotten it happened. We've let it go. We enjoy Rocky 1 through 4. We enjoy Rocky Balboa. We forget about Rocky 5. You can't water it down too much and have so many bad ones mixed
in. Yeah, I mean, after a while...
It's too much.
Come on.
Look what Crystal Skull has done to me for the Indiana Jones films.
James hasn't watched an indie film
I haven't since. Gone back and watched an indie film. I watched Raiders at the Theater, and that's the only time I've watched an indie film since Crystal Skull. Don't do that with Rocky.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
It's a good Chex Mix.
What else you got?
I tried to watch Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Didn't work out well?
No, I gotta be honest. I'm probably not in the right mood. I probably haven't been in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But... I just turned it off both times. I tried two times to get into it, and I couldn't. Chris Pratt's funny.
He's very funny.
But...
I haven't gone back to it. I said it when during the podcast that I could see myself going back and watching it again.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that.
One of these days, I'll be in the mood for a good laugh. And, you know, mixed in with some action, I'll go back to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just... I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I watched Dawn of the Planet of the Apes again.
They're talking about part two... Doing the Guardians
sequel.
Kurt Russell's going to be in?
Possibly as the father. Like
The father.
The father. As the father of Star-Lord.
Okay.
And they talked to Kurt Russell about it, and they said, yeah, he said, I gotta be honest, I haven't seen it. So I don't really know anything about it.
I love Kurt Russell.
He said it's very nice to be offered something that you don't really know anything about, yeah. You're not involved with. He's like, but they've made the calls. And they've talked to me about it. And he's like, and I'll check into it. And if it seems like something to be fun and enjoyable, then yeah, I'd be interested in doing it. But he's like, I can't say anything because I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know anything about it.
I love Kurt Russell.
I would see if it's Kurt Russell's in it. You know what I mean?
I think that was part of the problem. Is the bad guy in the first one, I didn't care. I didn't have
it's
any
forgettable.
Weight to him. He's very forgettable.
Yeah. It's Chris Pratt that drives that movie.
Really?
And it's really lucky that they got Chris Pratt
into
the movie, and it worked so well. But yeah, I haven't gone back to it. But I was just saying, I just went back to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes again the other day. That's really good.
You like Dawn of the Planet of the
Apes. I really like it, man. That was the one movie of that year where I was like, I wish I'd have seen this in the theater. Yeah. And it's been very rewatchable for me. I really like it. I'm looking forward to the next one. It's a year off still now, but... I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to see where it goes from here. And that's motion capture with Andy Serkis working great.
Yeah. Well, you also have a bulk of... You have all the apes being motion capture, and you have large segments where it's... Well, is that... You're talking about the first one they did?
Dawn is the second one they did.
Okay. A lot of just ape sequences, and so it doesn't stand out as much. I'm not saying that he doesn't do a good job. He's great.
Exactly. Plus, there's not a lot of talking. I think you really lose it, too, when something's talking. There's not a lot of that in the film. But I think the CGI in those is great.
Yeah.
It works really well. Speaking of Snoke, you see all these different rumors online about
Jar Jar Binks being...
That was a joke. But people are saying... They're trying to figure out, who is Snoke?
Crush you like a bug.
I'll crush you like a bug.
Snoke
is... I don't really care who Snoke is. So I don't really care how the movie did. It's you hear that is Snoke? I'm spitting food. Is Snoke Darth Plagueis from the prequels that they talked about?
No.
Let's hope not, because let's try and get away from the prequels. Is Snoke the Emperor in Vader's body?
Why does Snoke have to be somebody?
That's my point. Why can't Snoke just be Snoke?
He's the character.
We'll find out who Snoke is later on. Just like the Emperor wasn't anybody when they introduced the Emperor
in the original
trilogy. He was the Emperor.
He's an evil dude. He came out of somewhere.
Yeah, he's got the dark side of the Force, and he's the big boss man.
He's the big boss man.
Yeah. So can't we just have Snoke be like that, and we'll find out more about Snoke maybe later on? Or otherwise, maybe we won't. He'll just be the big bad guy. I'm cool with that. Yeah,
does it have to be somebody you already know?
I just want him to be the big bad guy. How about that? I don't want him to be the Emperor Invader's body. That's silly. I hope it's none of that stuff.
That is silly.
Let's just make him be Snoke.
It's not the Emperor Invader's body. They burn Vader's body.
They're trying to say that he managed to somehow protect it or something. I don't know.
Who did?
People online. Who did? Darth Plagueis? Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Rumor has it.
Darth Plagueis. Anyway, the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise. It's just Palpatine, episode 3.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I can't even... I'm...
Whew. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Samuel Jackson said they need to go back to lightsaber school in Star Wars. He wasn't that impressed with the film. I don't really care.
I don't care either.
I like Samuel Jackson, but I'm also tired of seeing him. And honestly, the movies that you were in sucked. So
yeah, I saw a clip the other day of the
Star Wars movies that you were in sucked. Let me clarify.
The scene from Attack of the Clones where they're on Geonosis.
Yeah.
And they're all on this green screen. And all they're doing is, like...
Twirling
their lightsabers at, like, imaginary things. Yeah. And just going, like, holding them up and going like this. And all those cartoons are going to get added in later on. You really telling me that's better than what we saw in Force Awakens?
Come on, we know it's not better.
We know it's not better.
Okay.
We know twirling dancing is not better.
It's not better.
That's why everybody loves this one. Because it took away that crap.
Nobody likes that stuff.
I'm sorry, Sam. I know you're always proud of the films you're in. You know what I mean? You always want to... say the films you are in, I really like the ones I was in, or I really like what we did. But sometimes you got to just check yourself out and go, "What? You know what? The movies I was in sucked."
Yeah.
They sucked.
Be like Hayden Christensen and say, those weren't very good. Did he say that?
I don't know if he said that or not. I'm still spitting food out. I don't know if he said that or not. No, I think he just said that he wanted to move away from Hollywood, that he was kind of handed everything.
Oh, yeah, he was handed it. He was handed a role that
ended up being something that he thought it was going to be. Or he wanted it to be something that ended up not being that thing.
Well. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was going to mention something about the lean-to, but I'm not going to... I'm going to stay away from that.
Okay.
Just in case. Gotta rethink things.
All right. Here's a headline that I saw. Reporter is stabbed while demonstrating.
I gotta rethink.
Here's a headline I saw. Reporter is stabbed. Hey, here's a headline I saw.
My friend thought
you know he's not listening, but...
No, he's not, but I'm still not going.
But someone who's listening might...
Yeah, they might know, so I'm not going.
And it might be that friend, and they're going to say, I thought you should know about this.
No.
Here's a headline I saw. Reporter is stabbed while demonstrating stab-proof vest. And it just showed a picture of this guy standing there with a vest on, and this lady had a knife right at the edge of the vest, like she was going to plunge it in. I didn't click on it because I know what happens.
spoiler warning.
I know what happens.
Didn't work.
Those are the kind of things that you test prior to doing your segment. Can we put this on a dummy first thing? You think? And
it's like that. At Home Shopping Network thing with the the
sword. Broke the sword.
These swords are durable.
Ping.
Oh. Except for that just got me, Odell.
We're going to need emergency surgery.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Look up on YouTube, guy stabs himself at Home Shopping.
But yeah, it seems common sense to me. Like, I would want to... I would
test it out first, you know?
Can I try this
Maybe
first?
Maybe like a pin.
Can I try stab through the vest first like with a knife?
Letter opener, something less dangerous beforehand to make sure it's going to work.
I wouldn't wear it. I would try it on something else first. Okay, so...
Bless you.
Thanks. That's all I've got.
Well, we're at 44 minutes.
44 minutes?
That's pretty good.
There's got to be something else that we can talk about that's fun. Right?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. We used to do half-hour episodes. Remember that?
Yeah, we were doing them every week.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be honest, there hasn't been, you know...
Star Wars has been the driving force. Plus all the holidays and stuff.
Driving force awakens.
Yeah. Today's my wife's birthday, I should say. Happy birthday to my wife. She won't listen to the show.
Happy birthday,
but
Bobby.
It's the thought that counts, you know?
Whose thought? Her thought?
My thought. I'm thinking of her right now.
It's your thought that counts.
Yeah, it's my thought that counts.
Yeah.
Keaton's is coming up pretty soon after that.
Well...
And, you know, he may actually hear it.
Think about that.
Yeah, I'll think about the
Start thinking about that now. After tonight.
After tonight, I'll start thinking about that.
Bobby's will be over. You can move,
and
on,
move on to
the next
things,
one.
You know?
Yeah.
Move on to toys.
So what are you guys going to do? You going to have a cake or...
Well, for Keaton's?
No, for Bobby's birthday tonight.
Oh, no. We did ice cream last night. We did sundaes. We did it last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
You like a banana split?
No, I like the banana split, but we didn't do any bananas. We just did ice cream and then like hot fudge, butterscotch, caramel, whatever you wanted to get. And then whipped cream and cherries.
You think there's somebody that doesn't like ice cream in the world?
There's probably somebody. Lactose intolerant, maybe?
No, but they could still like ice cream. Just can't have it.
That's true, but maybe you'd have it and you'd get sick and you'd be like, I don't really like that after all.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah, it would be tough to not like ice cream because there's so many flavors. It can't just say, like, oh, I don't like ice cream because I don't like chocolate ice cream. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. You don't have to like chocolate ice cream. There's lots of different ice creams you could like. What's your favorite ice cream? Do you have a favorite ice cream?
I can't say that I do, but I do enjoy pistachio ice cream.
Yeah.
I know what my favorite ice cream is. They don't make it anymore.
Oh, yeah?
It's maybe not my favorite, but I really got hooked on this. There's a brand called So Delicious.
Yeah?
They make dairy-free products. They make dairy-free ice cream, and it was made of with coconut milk.
Oh, wow.
It was out of sight. They still make ice creams, but the one flavor that they had was green tea.
Ugh. And it sounds disgusting to me.
I know, but it had this unique texture. It was so perfect, and the flavor was... At first, you're like, I don't know if I'll like this, but you keep eating it. And by the end of it, I had to go back and get some more. It was so good.
I don't know if I would be like that with it. I think I would say, I don't like this.
Apparently, a lot of people weren't, because they don't make it anymore.
Yeah, you were the only one.
I loved
counting
it.
On you.
I loved it. Somebody on eBay, I guarantee, has some in their freezer.
They've still got it. It's freezer burnt, but they've still got it. Yeah. I have a lot of ice creams I like. I can't say I have a favorite ice cream.
I like pistachio ice cream.
I like peanut butter and chip.
Yeah.
Like, that's really good. I like a lot of the Ben & Jerry's, like, flavors that... Those Coors, those are great.
The like beer?
No. Core, where it's got, like, a softer
Coors.
Middle section.
Coors.
The Coors.
Coors, like...
The Coors. it's got, like, a softer core. Like, it's got the ice cream, and then it's got, like, a soft core in the middle of it.
How do they do that?
I don't know. But they've got one that's, like, cookie butter... They got one of those in there. They got a caramel core where it's like a softer caramel in the middle
of
it. Okay. Those are good, man.
I could get behind that.
Those are real good.
Yeah.
Those are good. Grater's Ice Creams, they do like different seasonal ice creams. They have a pumpkin pie one. That's real good.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Grater's is a Cincinnati
It's a local
for,
thing.
Yeah, for those.
And they do French pot ice cream. So it's like, it's a really dense ice cream.
Yeah.
We went to this thing. The kids had a field trip up there one year to Grater's, like the factory, the main Grater's thing. And they're talking about how their French pot ice cream is...
French pot. Whoa, this is a family show.
Hey! Where a lot of the other ice creams, there's a lot of air in their ice cream.
Yeah.
And theirs is really like cream.
Yeah.
So if you set an ice cream out and let it melt, what you get when you have like the name brand ice creams, you look in the container and it's half gone because all the air has been let out.
Right.
But theirs, it stays the same amount. Like it melts, it's still the same amount inside there. Which I thought was really cool.
It's really dense.
Yeah, and so they say, so when you eat our ice cream, you're going to get full a lot faster because it's so dense. So like a half a pint will last you a lot longer.
I didn't know that about Grater's.
I didn't either.
I ate the same amount of Grater's that I do everywhere else.
Well, you're killing yourself doing that.
Yeah.
You're really...
Yeah.
Because you think, oh, I can keep eating because I know
I can have all this.
I can eat all this thing.
I can have a whole banana
And afterwards
split.
It's like, ooh, why am I so full?
Yeah.
That's why. Super dense.
My favorite ice cream product is a banana split. I love the banana split.
I love a butterscotch dip cone.
There's nothing wrong with a butterscotch dip cone.
Man, I love butterscotch.
I know you do.
I gotta be honest. I love butterscotch.
I know
it's
you
real
do.
Good.
You can't say butterscotch.
No.
It's not what it is.
No, not like caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Butterscotch.
Well, there was that.
All right. So what I tell you about the end of the podcast being boring.
I thought that was interesting stuff, though.
Oh, it was okay.
You know? A lot of people don't know that. See, about
we're talking about textures and creams. Have you had whipped cream cheese? You eat cream cheese on a bagel?
Oh, I've had that.
Once you've had whipped, you won't go back. I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about whipping the zip. I'm not talking about Miracle Whip.
No, that's for when you work out.
That's for when you work out. Yeah. And when you go swimming on the beach.
Exactly.
I'm talking about
when you need to really refresh yourself. You whip the zip.
That's right.
You have a hot day, out in the sun.
That's right.
Doing yard work.
You're doing yard work.
You know, I'm pruning the hedges.
You're getting ready.
I'm pulling up weeds.
Getting ready to do jumping jacks.
I got to whip the zip, man.
Have a cup of zip.
Yeah, I got to get my squirt bottle of zip out.
Yeah. Squirt some. I'm talking about whipped cream cheese, man.
It's good,
it's
man.
It's the cat's meow.
That's real good.
Whew.
Man. Why go back to regular cream cheese?
Why go back to it?
There's no reason to.
What are you going to do? You're going to save you can save a dime or two?
I'll tell you what. You won't eat these because you don't like... You don't eat this kind of meat, but the salami and cream cheese roll-up?
Yeah.
That's the only time you can use the regular cream cheese.
You can use it there because it's got the sturdiness.
Yeah. You're not going to use the whipped cream cheese. That's pretty much one of the only times I use cream
cheese. There's also a Mexican dish. It's like a...
Oh, there's also like the chili dip.
Yeah, it's like a chili cheese salsa dip.
At that point, you'd use the...
You use the regular whipped cream for that. I mean, cream cheese.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our thoughts on cream cheese and ice cream. Iced cream.
I'm going to buy an iced cream.
It's America. I can buy an iced cream.
It's my car.
Death Wish 3. Yep. Check it out. Maybe we'll do a Death Wish 3.
I was just talking about Death Wish 3 earlier today.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it a couple days back where I was like, man, I want to watch Death Wish 3 again. Yeah. I wish we could get Chad and Matt in here.
Oh, well,
that first.
You know we can't find those guys.
Death Wish 3 into our lives.
You know we can't find those.
We can't
guys.
Find those guys.
Actually, one of them has been here.
Works for FedEx.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't know how to get a hold of him.
We got to order something through FedEx.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way to do it.
That would be nutty. That would be a nutty episode.
We should order a copy of Death Wish 3 and have it sent FedEx.
You know they'll send him to send it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do a Death Wish 3 episode.
Man, I'm excited about that.
Well, maybe that'll be next week. You never know.
Who knows?
Never know. Anyway, so, okay, we're ending this thing. Happy New Year, everybody. James and Mike with Action Features. Get your head on straight.
It's almost a little Batman-esque.
Almost.
You know?
Except for this part.
Except, yeah, the first part.